97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, once again, the voter guide will be out this week, either tomorrow or Friday. Of course, we'll make the announcement here. We'll have it up on the website for you because voting is underway for absentee voters anyway in Missouri. And I think it starts in Illinois tomorrow. But Amendment 3 is not going to affect you in Illinois. It is in Missouri. And that is the abortion issue that's going to be on the ballot that will provide abortion up until birth. It's right there in the language. We can talk about it in a minute. But the effort to pass it is getting millions of dollars in dark money from all over the place. And that's disturbing on just a whole lot of levels, in my opinion. So right now I want to welcome in Jeremy Cady, who is a conservative political consultant these days, CEO of Bolt Advantage. And Jeremy, I saw you posting on this yesterday. How are you?
I am doing great today. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I'm very disappointed that there's not been a more coordinated effort to fight Amendment 3.
Understood. I know, you know there's a couple of different groups and organizations that are out there. Missouri Right to Life PAC obviously is in the trenches on this one. But I think even to this point, they've only raised roughly $350,000 or so. There's Vote No on 3. They've raised about $125,000, maybe up to about $200,000 now on this particular issue. And that's kind of where we stand right now. So the left, like you just said, has been moving a ton of money from New York and Washington, D.C. into the state of Missouri, well over $10 million now, I think, right now to spend on this and to advocate for their lies. There's a number of myths that they're pushing right now and lying to Missourians, and I think those I think we need to expand on those and actually share the truth of what's going on.
Boy, it's the truth. Just to point out, to talk about what you mentioned there, Michael Bloomberg, $1 million he donated on the 23rd, which was 2 days ago. Advocacy Action Fund out of Menlo Park, California, $1.2 million on the 19th of this month. Open Source Action Fund, $1 million on September 3rd. This money is pouring in from out of state. For what reason other than some sort of weird political gain? What do they get out of this if they live in New York?
No, exactly. And what is the hidden agenda here?
Yeah.
You know, what is the Trojan horse that they're trying to do? So myth number one that I think folks need to know and understand. They say this is about women's rights, that this is about women's health care. But guess what one word they coincidentally left out of the entire Amendment 3? Woman. It does not appear in there one time. They use the term person. So every person that applies to men, that applies to children. It's not a pro-woman bill. It's a gateway for gender ideology, child manipulation, and irreversible medical procedures on minors without parental consent. So they keep pushing this for women, but it does far more than that. They use reproductive health care. So instead of, you know, myth number two, it's about abortion. No, it's about reproductive health care.
Yeah.
You read through the language, it says limited to, included, but not limited to. And then one of those items is abortion. The International Journal for Transgender Health, guess what it defines gender conversion as? Reproductive health care. This Amendment 3 is actually giving kids the constitutional right to gender transition without their parental consent. So it is about abortion, but it's about so much more.
Yeah, and one of the other myths that I've heard people talking about, and I've been tweeting about this going back and forth with people, is that unless you reverse the ban on abortion in Missouri, that if you had a miscarriage, which is just so tragic, that you would not be allowed to get a DNC.
No, absolutely. And it was interesting. It was just yesterday, in fact, Senator Lankford in the U.S. Senate Finance Committee was in a hearing, and he was questioning someone on this particular question. And he mentioned, are there any states that criminalize miscarriage? She answered, no. Are there any care for or do they criminalize the care for any miscarriage? No. Are there any states that criminalize the removing of ectopic pregnancy? No. Are there any states that prohibit life-saving care for the mother? No. Time and time again, the truth is said otherwise. But again, they have to lie to get this through.
Yeah, very true. You know, I want to just read the section of this, and anybody's welcome to go in and do it. Go to the Secretary of State's website. Go to the actual verbiage that will become part of our Constitution, and go to subsection 4. And I'm going to read it. Because get past the legalese here. The General Assembly may enact laws that regulate the provision of abortion after fetal viability, provided that, and here's the key words here, under no circumstance shall the government deny, interfere with, delay, or otherwise restrict an abortion that in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional is needed to protect the life or physical or mental health of the pregnant person. So in other words, up until the day of birth, if in their good faith judgment they think it's necessary, the Missouri Constitution will allow a baby to be aborted.
Absolutely. They often will say that it's reinstating Roe, but it's going far beyond that. This is radical. This will make Missouri have one of the most extreme abortion laws in the nation. California and New York are going to be jealous of Missouri if this passes. But to your point, what will occur is up until birth, and then also the healthcare provider.
Yeah.
Doesn't even define healthcare professional.
Yeah.
It could be a nurse, a paramedic, a psychologist, or even a social worker.
Yeah.
We don't know because it doesn't define it.
You know, there, AOC had posted something about, oh, we must abolish the death penalty. And then Ali Bastucky, who I like to follow her, she said, sad fact, babies aborted in the second trimester are injected with the same chemical combination in potassium chloride as executed murderers. Celebrating the former while mourning the latter makes you a demonic person. And I could not agree more.
I was not even aware of that.
I wasn't either until I saw that.
Yeah,
that is crazy. That's and that's just how radical this is getting.
Yeah,
I would agree. So Jeremy, quickly here, since you've been consulting on some of these issues, what's your advice for people who want to try to help get the word out and know on 3 between now and November? I mean, is there a good website for them to go to? I mean, I know Missouri Right to Life has been pretty active on this. Is there anywhere else you'd recommend people go, maybe to find signs or to find more information?
All right, so obviously Missouri Right to Life PAC, that's MissouriLifePAC.org, has a lot of information on there. The other one, MissouriProtects.org, and at MissouriProtects.org, they actually have a sign up for signs. And so if you want a sign and you want to put that up in your yard, they do have that. They're available. But I think the other biggest thing that we need, we're going to need a grassroots effort on this, especially coming from our churches.
Yes.
And so both the Catholic Conference, and I actually spoke to a good friend of mine from down in Springfield, Tim Kerrison, and he's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. He even posted some items on X, used to be Twitter, on IRS regulations on this. Churches are absolutely allowed to advocate on this issue. Pastors can preach from the pulpit that Amendment 3 is evil, and they need to start doing so. So we need a huge effort by our religious institutions, our churches, our synagogues, from our priests, our pastors, our ministers, everyone across the state of Missouri getting up and saying, this is wrong, and we need to oppose this. And I think that's where it needs to start.
Yeah, I would agree. Jeremy, Katie, I appreciate your time. That was MissouriProtects.org, did you say?
Yes, so MissouriProtects.org, okay. And then MissouriLifePAC.org are two of the organizations working on this.
Very good. Jeremy, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for your hard work.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, take care. Jeremy Cady there spent many years with Americans for Prosperity, and now he's trying to help out by opposing this Amendment 3. The voter guide will be out soon. It'll explain it all. All you have to do is read it for yourself, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, how dangerous this amendment really is.
Get more at 971talk.com.